You know, I think it is, but it's also one of the things that works in romantic comedy, and in fact, in most popular fiction, is contrast. Typically, you don't want two characters who are alike, whether it's in a romantic comedy or a thriller, whether it's the hero and his buddy, or the villain and the hero. It's a novel benefits from the contrast between the two. Designers will tell you that black is blacker when placed next to white, as opposed to placed next to brown. And that's true of fictional characters too. A solid middle-class proper guy is made more solid middle-class proper when placed next to sort of a crazy person who acts weird. And that's true of romantic comedies too. And you look at the successful romantic comedies in novels and in the movies, the two people aren't alike each other. Look at Bringing Up Baby with Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant. Yeah. She's sort of a swinger and lots of laughs and real smart, and he's really stodgy. He's on his career path and he must get certain things done and doesn't like to be distracted. And they start the movie by just irritating each other. And of course, we moviegoers know what's going to happen, but the contrast works very well. And you know, that's true of almost every element of fiction. A romantic scene is made more romantic when placed next to an action scene. It's a critical mistake to place two romantic scenes next to each other, or two action scenes next to each other. By the time your scene as a writer should be so good that whatever it contains, the reader wants a break from it, relief from it, when she goes to the next scene. And that contrast, a romantic scene will appear much more romantic if it's just coming off an action scene, or a scary scene, or a scene filled with tension, a chase scene, for example, mm-hmm. and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just romantic comedies. It's a real good genre for movies and books are buddy stories, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. The two of them and the two best buddy stories have diametrically opposed personalities. Sherlock Holmes is straight-laced, extremely proper. Dr. Watson is much calmer, probably not as smart, but certainly wise. That's the power of contrast. And it works down on the page level. Two long sentences are made better by a short, punchy sentence. That's contrast. And so that's what I tried to do in here. It works in settings. You don't want two settings that take place in a restaurant. Have one in a restaurant and then the next one in a swamp. And then the next one in a sawmill. And then the next one behind the curtain of a fashion show. The contrast. Yeah. Every element in fiction should add interest to your book. And contrast helps with that.